WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well is because you can listen to it online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour being an eclectic blend of new folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Weezer, the Dandy Warhols, and the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Today's reissue song is from Four Non Blondes off of their breakout debut album, Bigger, Better, Faster, More. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from the Lower 48 that I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from a band called Vander, which is really William Vandermeid. And he works pretty much as a solo musician based in Sydney, Australia. Vander moves through different styles like pop, funk, alternative, and a little rock thrown in to make up his sound. Vander's just released a 3-song EP entitled Venus. This song, which got my attention, is Shine. New music from Vander here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Control and set it free, and I.
New music from the Dandy Warhols here. And it keeps going on there. It's going to go on for another few seconds here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Of course, it's music you might otherwise miss, and my name is TK, and yes, the Dandy Warhols are back. These guys have been around for a good while, I believe since 1994, but they really got going after they signed with Capitol Records, which was, I believe, in 1997. Three of the original four band members are still intact, with only the drummer switching out in 1998, which is pretty impressive. What's also impressive is that this four-piece alt-rock institution from Portland, Oregon has released 8 studio albums. This latest effort, You Are Killing Me, has been released as a standalone single. Changing musical direction with a new tune from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. They are husband and wife, and if you didn't know that before, you do now. Both had very successful careers separate from their marriage, but they decided to combine forces in 2011. I actually had an interview with Susan Tedeschi and asked her about the impetus behind this move, and basically she wanted to have the family together as much as possible, even on the road, and they, at the time, had young children. This is, you know, I said back in 2011. The new album, Let Me Get By, comes out January 29th. The song I have for you is one of the 3 pre-release singles. Actually played one of the other ones on my Friday evening show, which is called the Uptown Blues Party in Arizona Simmons College Radio, by the way. Anyway, this track is Don't Know What It Means. New music from the Tedeschi Trucks Band here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
deep down in your soul. If the story feels exactly like a dream, you don't know what it means.
Things ain't what they seem. Yes.
And you can't just turn the page and let it go. The things that you've been told are deep down in your soul.
That was the latest material from Luther Dickinson here on Freeform Radio. I guess he's going to continue. Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Luther Dickinson. Wow. What a pedigree on this young performer. His father was Jim Dickinson, who was a well-sought-after Memphis record producer. Luther has played with the Black Crowes, John Hyatt, and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Which the last one was with his brother Cody, and they, great band. Anyway, so Luther is getting ready to release an epic album, and not epic in what the current vernacular seems to have morphed into meaning good. It is good, but the epic I'm using is the sense that it's long. It's 21 songs long, which makes it a huge production. That's what epic means. Anyway, the new disc is Blues and Ballads, a folk singers songbook, volumes 1 and 2, which has a street date of February 5th, and I just played for you Hurry Up Sunrise.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life. We believe every child deserves clean water, nutritious food, and basic health care. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, saving the lives of newborns and new moms, helping more children live a full life beyond age 5. We are World Vision, and we believe in children.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is the return of MeSun, and I am thrilled how well MeSun is doing. I first discovered them in February of 2015 with the song Battlefields. Then later that year, KCRW, a well-respected radio station out of Southern California, listed MeSun as an artist you should know. It's nice that they caught up. These guys are originally from the D.C. area, but now also spend time in Los Angeles. Basically, it's MeSun Rodczyk, nice Polish girl, and the voice of the band is what she does, and Nacy, he does all the production for the band's material. The music they make, well, they call it Aqua Wave, which I don't know precisely what that means, but I like it. I don't know how you really can describe it. It's just good. Anyway, the tune is their latest single. It's called June. New music from MeSun here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the Lower 48 right after new stuff from Weezer. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two songs, that was Weezer. Yes, Weezer is back with a new cleverly titled album, which is called Weezer, but it's the White Album this time. They seem to be thematic in that sense. The album is currently set for release on the 1st of April. Rivers Cuomo and the boys have already leaked three singles from the disc. Thank God for Girls is one. There it is. Do You Want to Get High? That's the other one. And the one I just played was King of the World. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's a part of the show when I play a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. And, well, it helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is The Lower 48. The band is made up of Sarah Parson and Ben Braden, who sing in wonderful harmony. Longtime friend Nicholas Sadler, who handles the percussion, supports them. They all grew up in Minneapolis, but moved to the Portland, Oregon area and made it their base of operations. They released their first EP in 2009. Their first album dropped 2 years later. The band is back with a new EP, and it's called Hot Fool. I don't have a release date yet for the EP. However, it is available in its entirety for listening on the band's SoundCloud page. The tune I've picked for you to start this feature is I Think You Got It. So this is The Lower 48. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Lower 48 with Into the Woods, which was released in 2011 on their debut, Where All Maps End. I really like that because it's such a good contrast from the other tune. It's really kind of gives you a sense of how they've matured in their songwriting. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I have posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there, check out, I have some videos available there for viewing, and also some free downloads. They are there housed as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Four Non Blondes. The album that has been reissued is Bigger, Better, Faster, and More. The disc originally came out in 1992, and it was really the only thing this female foursome ever did. The story in the industry is that the band just felt that they didn't have to keep working hard and that this was just going to happen if they showed up. Well, it didn't. With the one and only release, and they only had their one and only hit called What's Up. Granted, it's a really good song, so that's what I'm playing for you now. So this is Four Non Blondes with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
No, I say enough of that. Anyway. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was kind of a new song from Porches. Porches' driving force is John Main, and he's currently based in New York. John is getting ready to release a new album. It's called Pool on February 5th. He also has a big tour planned, and he's been making, or will be making, rather, a stop at the Middle East in Cambridge on April 12th. Song I just had for airplay there was called Be Apart. It kind of has that hypnotic, rhythmic feel to it. Kind of lost me at the end there when, I don't know, that just seems not necessary. Anyway, I'm not a musician. I'm just a consumer. All right, let's keep it going here with next on the playlist is the return of a band called Blosh, all capitals with a slash through the O. They are a mixed-gender duo out of Oslo, Norway, and Madrid, Spain, and the blending of their individual music sensibilities really worked for me. I've been playing the band's music since May of 2015. If you get the chance, check out the tune Keep Your Tongue. It's marvelous. Anyway, I've been in touch with the band, and they follow me on SoundCloud, which still tickles the heck out of me, and which is where I found this tune, When Love Is Alive. This is their fourth single for this unsigned twosome, and I think maybe an album is on the way, and they'll probably end up getting signed. They are really getting some traction. So here we have new music from Blosh here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Dropping a line in the sky is all I think. We think about, oh, oh, oh.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from Loose Buttons, which I really like that name for a band. I believe they're originally called, though, The Sins of the Loose Buttons, and I agree with the name shortening. Probably a little easier. They are an alt-rock foursome. They're based in New York City. Under this new moniker, they have released one EP and now two singles, with the latest single being Crowded Room. And that's what you're going to hear now. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.